The Me'usha, the person who attains Shleimus HaNefesh, is compared to a tree that we saw yesterday. Mom explained that what a tree represents, unlike, say, a leaf, unlike grass, is that leaves, grass, the individual leaf, the individual blade of grass, has no kiyum. It grows, it withers, and next year, next season, there are other leaves. There are other blades of grass. Masha and Cain, it's the same tree year to year. So the eight represents the Yisharus HaNefesh. Shosul, when the Malbim says, again, Kedarko, to distinguish what might appear as synonyms, difference between Shosul and Natua. Natua means planted. Shosul means something which can be transplanted. Interesting. That's how it's used in the modern usage is correct, right? A heart transplant is a hashtamat halev in modern Hebrew. So it's a correct usage. So what does it mean that the ke'et shosol, a tree that can be transplanted, is that a person was sort of the default. When a person is born into this world, so he's an Olam Hazeh. The transplanting is that the person's focus is not on Inyan Gashmiyam, not where he initially finds himself, but in terms of the Ruchnias of Olam HaSolyonim. What does it mean, Al Tal Gemayim? So maybe this we'll read a couple of lines inside. If you have a tree which is planted in an arid area, if you have a year of drought with not adequate rainfall, so the tree can be adversely affected. Maybe the tree will not be able to produce any fruit. Maybe the produce will be delayed in coming. But if the tree is planted right in around the brooks of water, so the tree has this built-in water supply. What's the nimshal? Cain, how you shorim ba'adas hafilosofim asher hisnahagu b'tzedek v'chesed apim nimusim sechliyim. The difference between a commitment to tov, to yosher, to morality, to ethics, the difference between a philosophical commitment to that as opposed to a religious Torah commitment is that Hayusharim ba'adas ha-philosophim asher hisnagu b'tzedek l'chesed al-pim nimusim sichliyim lo matzu tomir de situkam. Just like the tree which is planted in an arid area may at times be wanting for water, so too those who are guided only by human reason will not be adequate to the task of identifying fully what is Tov, what is Yosha. Ki ha-sechel ha-enoshi yil'eh. The sechel ha-enoshi comes up short. Mikloa el ha-matara tamid. From hitting the target. V'yit'eh v'rov mishpatav. But then that's a very, very, very powerful, very powerful phrase. V'yitzeh v'rov mishpatav. Meaning, even in the realm of Mishpatim, where there is an intuition that we have, says the Malbim, if a person is only guided by reason, by intuition, not by the Torah, so it's going to be analogous to the Eitz Hanotua of the Malkam Yavesh. He's going to be wanting. The Nimshal, that he's not going to identify correctly what's right, what's wrong. Lo chen hanatur al toras Hashem u'pikugav, sheyim tzotom u'kufo mi'u yachto. This idea is something that the Rav Zichron Levracha spoke about, I think, often. The way he phrased it, I think maybe on one occasion he associated with the pasuk "Ushmatim es fukosai es mishpatai," that a person has to approach mishpatim with the same mindset as chukim. The high note that the commitment to even what we generally classify as mishpatim has to be the basis for that has to be the same as with chukim. With chukim, where we have no intuition, so the basis of our commitment is it's Dvar Hashem, Tzivay Hashem. Doesn't make a difference what we think. When it's clear that this is what the Dvar Hashem is, this is what the Tzivay Hashem is, that's what's Mechayev. So that mindset, it's not that mindset should be present additionally by Mishpatim. No, that has to be the foundation. And he used to illustrate as follows. The ultimate Mishpat, L'chora, the ultimate Mishpat is Shvichus Dam. Ein l'cha Mishpat Gadol Mizeh, in terms of what's intuitive, in terms of natural morality, that one person has no right to take the life of another person. He says, when you leave it to Sechel HaNoshi, what the Malbim calls Nimusim Sechliyim, you have abortion. In the Rav's day, that's all we had, but he said, Kochum Adam Minovi, he said, the next front is, there'll be matter euthanasia, which is now, it is legal in some states, physician-assisted suicide. And obviously, once physician-assisted suicide is legal, so who's to say that the Cholder really wanted it, as opposed to that the Cholder's Yorshim are more interested in the Yerusha than they are with the burden of an old sick parent. So, Mamish, the ultimate Mishpat. And even there, we come up short. Our society, people self-righteously proclaim the right to what Alpi Torah is, Shvichus Dam. Shavach Dam Ha'odam Ba'odam Dam Lo Yishafech. The Eza Hu Odam Shavah Odam is an Ubor. An Ubor is a person inside a person. Shavach Dam Ha'odam Ba'odam. Who's an Odam Ba'odam? An Ubor is an Odam Ba'odam. So according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's morality, that's Shvichus Dam. According to the Seichel HaNoshi, albeit blinded by its Negiyas, but according to the Seichel HaNoshi, no, it's this self-righteous constitutional right. And frankly, the only ones who have pushed back against it are those who push back against it based on religious belief. The only groups that have pushed back for the past, it's almost 50 years, have been religious groups. There's no other base of of opposition. This approach of the Malbim of the Rav, it's interesting to contrast. It's not a comparison, it's more of a contrast. And unfortunately, I forgot to bring the first sheet here. If you take a look in Rav Sadi Gaon's Emunas V'Deis, in HaMaima HaShlishi, so Rav Sadi Gaon poses the question, after following in the footsteps of Chazal and the Gemara in Yuma, that defines Mishpatim, that differentiates Mishpatim from Chukim, in that Mishpatim is Ilmolei Nichtavu, is Dinhu Sheyikasevu, that even if the Torah hadn't legislated it, so we have an intuition. Masha'en Ken Chukim, we don't have an intuition. So if Sadi Gaon poses the question and says, so then why are Mishpatim written in the Torah? If Din Hu Sheyikasevu, right, the assumption, the underlying assumption to Rav Sadi Gaon's cash is also very important. The underlying assumption is that what Seichel tells us is a Mekayeh. So if these are mitzvot zechrios, and what Seichel tells us is a Mekayeh, so why isn't it just redundant? If you had a pasuk twice in the Chumash, we'd ask a kasha why you need the second pasuk. So why do we have it? Why do we have it twice? So the answer that Rav Sadi Gaon gives is Rav Sadi Gaon says, yeah, but so Gezel is a mitzvah muskelas, but without the dinim in the Torah, so you wouldn't know how is a person koneh mamon to sort of delineate what's his, what's not his. How am I koneh mitziah? That I've now been koneh, that the mitzvah muskelas should now apply, that you can't take it. It's a mitzvah muskelas that a person has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person has to be makitav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a mitzvah muskelas. But when? On what occasions? So that Torah has to tell us. V'achaltav savatav v'achta. Torah has to tell us when to daven. And the mitzvah muskelas, Rav Sadi Gaon says, isav znus, that a person shouldn't be mezana, is a mitzvah muskelas. That a person should live chaye ishus. But how do you create ishus? How do you generate ishus? So that you need the Torah to tell you. The kasa, the shah, the chula. So each answer Sadi Gaon gives is it's these details. What the Malbim and the Rav is saying is it's much more fundamental. It's that even in the mitzvah muskelas itself, in the gufa mitzvah, seichel is inadequate. It's a very fascinating difference in terms of just how far the seichel hanoshi can be relied upon to get us. The Malbim has a similar, I mean, the Pshuto Shel Mikra really, really jumps up and suggests it. But this idea, again, that the difference between Torah morality and human morality is not limited to Chukim, but is even in the Guf HaMishpatim. So again, the Pasuk sort of jumps out at us, but the Malbim does underscore it. If you take a look at the end of Tehillim in the Psukei Dezimra Kapitlach, so Magid Dvarav LeYaakov, Chukav V'Mishpatav LeYisrael, Ve'Osachen L'Chol Goy U'Mishpatim Bal Yedo'um. Meaning that not only apparently is it Mishpatim Bal Yedo'um by virtue of the fact that they don't have the Torah, that even the whatever moral intuition and whatever human moral logic they have still leaves them in a state of mishpat and bal yadav. And the Malvin here comments, lo osachem l'chol goy, ki gam ha-mishpat im bal yada'on, sha'af ha-nimusem ha-sechliyem lo kiblu me-Hashem, v'lachem yelchu b'mishpatim bal yichyu b'hem. And because of that, since it's mishpatim bal yada'on, that the nimusem sechliyem, which they generate, they're not adequate. And again, pukhazi, our society. The pasuk speaks of Asher Pirio Yitain Beito. So the Malbim, who is just extraordinary how he is misyaches to every single detail and every nuance in the psukim. Without it, it would have been enough for the pasuk to say Asher Pri Yitain Beito. Obviously, the apple tree gives you its fruit; it gives you apples. You don't need to tell me that the apple tree isn't gonna give you pears. The pear tree isn't gonna give you oranges. So obviously, it's Asher Pri Yitain Beito. Ha'Eitz Hazeh Yitain Pirio. Again, reading inside here in the Malbim. First of all, it has pre. But second of all, lo ke'etz ha-natua ba'arava she'yafsid in yana v'lo yitein perio ha-meyuchad lo rak peros bruin min ha-shchasa. If you have a fruit tree, but it produces inferior quality fruit, that's not perio, it's pre. A peach tree should yield juicy, good fruit. Evel zeh perio ha-meyuchad lo yitein. V'chein ha-tzadik, so what's the nimshal? V'chein ha-tzadik, eino k'maskilim ba'akum sh'notziyim pri al yedei iyuneihem u'mofzeihem ha-sechliyim, aval einam pri ha-nefesh ha-miyuchedes lo. So, a philosopher can generate peros, but it's not pirio. Because pirio of a person who has a nefesh elokis, aval einam pri ha nefesh emilchedes la mitzach.
Thank you.
Aval einam pri hanefesh emuchedes la mitzanchi bas moral melokis shepirio mitzanze kodesh ilulim v'lo yetsu l'fo'al achal yedei ha-torah elokis u'mitzvaseha. For a person who has a nefesh elokis to produce pirio, and again, the pri is the person's learning, the person's vayisim tovim, so that requires Torah. I don't know that this is necessarily indicated in the Malbim, but if we, maybe it is, but I'm not at all sure that it is, but if we flesh this idea out based on something that the Rav Zichrono Livracha would explain. What's needed to yield the pre which is becoming, which is worthy of the nefesh elokis,
it is not only that Seichel doesn't begin from scratch, but that Seichel is applied to mitzvahs of Torah and values of the Torah. It certainly means that, but it means more than that. It also means that the logic is Torah logic, not necessarily regular human logic. So the maybe it's merumas when the Malbim says Al Yedei HaTorah Elokis UMitzvaseha. So mitzvaseha means that you begin with the Torah's values, not what we, based on Seichel, identify as values, but then moreover, it's also through the Torah's way of thinking and analyzing that we that the lumah amanas lasa, the application of these values. The Rav's whole, he has this in different places. He comments, for instance, famously, on based on the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Kriya Shma. So the Mishnah in the beginning of the second Perek in Brachos, when it talks about the order of the Parshiyos of Kriya Shma, which requires an explanation because the parasha of Tzitzis is first in the Chumash, it's in parasha Shlach, the others are in Sefer Devarim. So it says, Lama Magdimen, parasha Shema, V'hoyim Shemoa, Kadei Sheikabal of Ol Malchus Shemayim Tfila, V'achra Kathi Kabal of Ol Mitzvah. So that's the explanation Chazal give. The Rambam poses the same question at the beginning of Kuchas Kriya Shema, and says, Lama Magdimen Likra Shema, Sheyesh Ba Yichud Hashem, the Ahavasa, the Talmudo. So the Rav understands that the Rambam isn't giving us an alternate explanation for what Chazal gave, but he's identifying what's compressed in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. It means affirmation of Yichud Hashem. It means questing, seeking Avas Hashem, and it means Talmudah. And he elaborated what it means that the Talmud Torah is an act of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, and he says explicitly there, it's in the famous drasha that he gave to Rabbinic alumni in the early 70s. He says that Kabbalah Sol Malchus, that the Talmud Torah is an act of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, because we surrender the human, I think the Lashon he uses is the human mercantile logic, and we operate with not just mitzvos elokios, but higayon torani. It's not just that we're applying seichel ha'odam to mitzvahs haTorah, to values of the Torah, as opposed to applying sechel and roshi to human values. It's also that the sechel is a different sechel. The higayon is a different higayon. Human logic sort of begins, is rooted in the here and now, and even in the area of morality is basically driven by practicality and pragmatism. That's what he means by mercantile logic. Social contract theory is that people need to live in groups, so that a person doesn't have to do everything himself, and because of that, there need to be certain basic norms and mutual commitments and obligations in order to allow them to live in that state. It's rooted in even the morality, Shabbo, is rooted in practicality. And Memela, one's logic is a practical logic, is a functional logic, is a pragmatic logic. Torah is not rooted in practicalities. The logic is an abstract logic, is an ideal logic. Many, many things that we think are difficult is because we're thinking on the wrong level. Is that we're thinking al pi nimusim sichliyim, thinking with what the Rav calls a mercantile logic, as opposed to a Torah logic. Va'olehu lo yibo, the leaf of the tree doesn't wither. What's the nimshel? Says the Malbim, the hatzlachos of hazmaniyim, the mundane success that the meushar, the baal shlemos hanefesh enjoys. What are hatzlachos hazmanios? What are mundane forms of success? Oshro. That a person doesn't want for money, a person doesn't want for possessions, he has a car, has a house to live in, his health. So Alei Lo Yibo means that the Me'ushar, that those two, Yiskandu, V'lo Yibolu. Why is this important? The same way the leaf on the outside when a fruit is budding protects the fruit, so too the way not to be zakar, it's a very, very important kind of life. The way not to be focused on Gashminas is to not neglect Gashminas and make sure that a person has enough that he doesn't have to focus. The person who spends the most time thinking about Gashminas is the person who doesn't have. How am I going to pay this bill? How am I going to pay that bill? How am I going to take care of this expense? How am I going to shoulder that expense? The mindset that no, you shouldn't be misyaches advan gashim. You should only think about inyan ruchniyim, which then results in a person not having adequate means of support. As we said yesterday, when a person goes against the guidance of the Torah, the guidance of Chazal, it's not just that it's wrong because the person's going against it. It doesn't work. Whatever the din is in the Machok is a Bayin Rava, in this context it's a Vada Yavid Lo Mahane. It's certainly Yavid Lo Mahane. The way a person, in order for a person to be spiritual, he has to have enough money in the bank. And in order for a person's head to be in learning all day, he can't be worried about how he's going to pay the electric bill, how he's going to pay this bill, how he's going to pay that bill, what's he going to do because he doesn't have the money for power repairs. If that's gonna be impinging upon him, so of course it's gonna preoccupy him. And then he's gonna have to run around inefficiently trying to deal with those needs. That's what the Malbim says. So the bracha is that the tzaddik has hatzlachas manus also. He needs a bechina. Osher here doesn't mean wealth, it means enough. Oshro, the chosav, bias gufo, for man yielo ezer, oshro ha'achron, chu period. So the Rambam writes about that in Perek Tesef Hilchos Tshuva. That's the pshat in when the Torah promises that when Asati Gishmechem Be'itom and all the bracha in this world, not that that's the schar, but the Torah promises us the necessary support system to be able to focus on what's really important. Rambam and Hilchos Dayos. If a person doesn't have health, if a person is sick, if a person has a pounding headache, you can't sit alone when you have a pounding headache. You're not going to be able to focus with the same degree. What does that allude to? It means that his children as well, in his schus, will follow in his path. Okay, we'll stop there.